USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Democrats took their first concrete steps in the impeachment investigation of President Donald Trump, issuing subpoenas demanding documents from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and scheduling legal depositions for other State Department officials. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi framed the impeachment inquiry as a somber moment for a divided nation. She said on NBC, "This is no cause for joy." Even Republicans are stepping forward, saying they think it's time to get something done. Republican Governor of Massachusetts Charlie Baker had this to say.
Based on the stuff that I've read, it's a deeply disturbing situation and circumstance, and I think the proper role and responsibility for Congress at this point is to investigate it and get to the bottom of it.
The White House acknowledged that a record of the Trump phone call is now at the center of the impeachment inquiry and has been sealed away in a highly classified system at the direction of Trump's National Security Council lawyers. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Pentagon says suicides of active duty service members hit an all-time high in 2018. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The suicide rate was 24.8 per 100,000 service members in 2018. The annual suicide report showing 541 service members confirmed or believed to have committed suicide last year. That's up from 511 in 2017. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A U.S. judge blocked a new Trump administration rule that would enable the government to keep immigrant children in detention facilities with their parents indefinitely. U.S. District Court Judge Dolly G. in Los Angeles said the rules conflict with a 1997 settlement agreement that requires the government to release immigrant children caught on the border as quickly as possible to relatives in the U.S. and say they can only be held in facilities licensed by a state. She said the Flores Agreement will remain in place and govern the conditions for all immigrant children in U.S. custody, including those with their parents. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one. MyPillow premium pillows, savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows, and of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The FBI and the New York State Department of Labor are investigating allegations that a payroll company diverted millions of dollars in employee pay to its own bank accounts. An FBI spokesperson confirmed the investigation. Alan Shaffrin had his company's payroll deducted twice from his employees' bank accounts.
If you've got a bank account that has direct deposit or withdrawal, we might be a lot more vulnerable than we realize.
MyPayroll HR, based in Clifton Park, New York, apparently ceased operations last week after a direct deposit company, Cachet Financial Services, claimed it diverted as much as $26 million in small business employee paychecks to one of its bank accounts. Cachet handles direct deposit transactions for numerous payroll firms. Wall Street capped a choppy week with a second straight weekly loss for the S&P 500 as worries about potential escalation in the trade war between the U.S. and China erased early gains today. Technology companies led the broad slide as investors weighed a report saying the Trump administration is considering ways to limit U.S. investments in China. The S&P 500 index fell 15.83 to 29.61. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 70.8 points to 26.82. The NASDAQ, which is heavily weighed in technology stocks, lost 91 points to 79.39. Bond prices were little changed, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury note held at 1.68. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.